B'tochen for Life, Shir number 140, Tuesday, Parshas Ekev. We are talking about the level called Teicheles, which means a person yearns and expects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And we mentioned a very important pasuk yesterday, and we want to analyze it to explain how a person can practically achieve this level called Teicheles, to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. We say in davening every day, Loi v'gvuras hasus yechpots. The Rabbeinu Shalom does not want the strength of a horse. Loi v'sheike ha'ish yirtze. Or not the thighs of a man, meaning also the human strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no desire. He doesn't appreciate physical strength. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates? Reitze Hashem es yireyav esem yachalem l'chastoy. The Rabbeinu Shalom appreciates people that fear him, people that are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are miyachalim l'chastai, that yearn and expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And we see a similar concept in the Pesukah de Zimmer that we say on Shabbos. We say, Ein ha-melech noisha b'rav chayil. A king will not be saved with all his might. Gibor lo yinotzel b'rav kayach. Or a very strong person will not be saved with his strength. Sheker hasus l'shua. A horse is considered sheker regarding being a method to save you. It is false to look at a horse, so to speak, that he should be able to save you. Uvaroiv chayle lo yamalet. And even with all the might that the horse has, he will not be able to run away. The next pasuk says, Hine ein Hashem al yireyav. The eye of the Rabbeinu Shalom is to the people that fear him. La miyachalim lechastai. Who wait and yearn and expect his Yeshua. And there's a very important idea over here. The word teicheles doesn't only mean yearn and doesn't only mean expect. It's an attitude in life that I don't turn to anything else, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to be only in an Eis Tzara. It doesn't have to be only in an Eis Tzara. A person that Rachmana Litzlan is experiencing a Tzara, he will have teicheles if he worked on it before. But the midah of teicheles is an attitude in life that a person doesn't look to anything else. He doesn't attribute any success or any minute detail in his life to his koichi va'itzim yadi, to his own power, or to anybody else's power. He only attributes it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can even say a little bit of a remez that when the pasuk says, Ein ha-melech noisha b'rav chayil, a king is not saved with chayil. Chayil means might. Ches yud lamed means might. It is the same word as miyachel. That means a person turns his might to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teicheles. And there's a very important idea in this remez. You could either trust your own chayil. You can trust your own ability. Or you could be miyachel. You can turn the koyach. You can turn your trust. And you can turn your reliance and your expectation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to have teicheles. You want to live with an understanding that you could rely and expect and yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. You have to only turn to Hashem. Take away your perception of chayil. Take away your perceptions of a human being's ability. If you understand there's no chayil, then you will be miyachel. Then you will have the midah of teicheles. Teicheles doesn't start by an Eis Tzara. Teicheles starts today, in a regular day. I understand that the chayil is not by me. The chayil is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source of every move that I make in my life.